When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, boys and girls from all over the world, to Only Stupid Answers, the best dang podcast you can put your moist little ears into. Why are they moist? Because they're over there crying tears of joy. Little anatomy lesson, free of charge.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, DJ.
Yes.
Woldridge, how you doing?
Me. I'm doing cold. I'm cold.
I'm cold, too.
We're based out in California, so cold for us is like, uh-oh, it's 50, it's like 60 degrees. We're like, oh, no.
Babies. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
And now the we just got sued. We just got sued. You even said their name.
The State Farm ads are stuck in my goddamn brain.
They're so in there.
My name is Sam Basher. Thank you for joining us.
I am DJ Woldridge. Also, I would like to also thank you, but maybe even more so than Sam. Thank you for joining us.
Interesting. You know what? Let's go ahead and open this up. Hey, we're all buddies here. We're all pals. Let's open up with a little icebreaker. All right. Mm-hmm. Here's a fun fact about me. I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3, and I want to take away every bad thing I said about Kingdom Hearts until it got into the light and dark, and my heart is in your heart. And
you told me there's light spoilers for this. There's like four people inside Sora.
Oh yeah. I don't even know if that's spoilers. I don't even know what it means. I have no idea what it means. Like people, like full people, but not like
are living inside of
not
them.
Not like
they have a community. They have a little village.
Honey, I blew up the kids where the little baby picked up the dad and put him in the pocket. It's not like that. You remember what I'm talking about?
I didn't know where that was going. It's like pocket. Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It scared me as a kid. Yeah. What if that baby tripped?
That first Honey Shrunk the Kids is like rad.
Yeah.
It's like real good.
The giant ant. I wanted an ant as a pet.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anytime you can make a gross bug look endearing like in Wall-E, where it took a roach and it's like, oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. They're not, though.
They're cute.
No, they're not.
No, that's cute.
That was cute.
Uh-huh. There is, you know what? There's a little armadillo that looks like a cockroach. It's pink. It's called the pink fairy armadillo.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should look it up. It's like instead of like a rounded back, it's like a flat back. I think it's pink fairy armadillo. They get it. It auto completed. There you go.
Oh,
and
gross.
It kind of has like that look, but it's pink and it looks really sweet. And it smacks. It looks like a little dummy, but it smacks its back down to get like further into the ground. It like burrows itself.
Nice.
It is a cutie. What is that? what part of the animal is that?
Let's see. Let's find out.
We're doing Google search.
This is great for the listeners at home. You know, we'll find out later. We'll look into this later.
No, you already opened the page.
I know, but it's a whole thing.
Wait, scroll. It's a whole thing. Get to the picture.
It's like taking a second to load. Hold on. See?
Here it goes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here it goes. I don't.
I'm telling you. We'll investigate and get back to y'all.
It was a gross sort of dangle. Not sure what it is. But gang, welcome to Only Stupid Answers. Here's the intro to the podcast. This is the show where we talk about movies.
Yes.
TV shows.
Yes.
Comic books.
Yes.
Video games.
Yes.
And just about anything trying to answer your questions, if you got them, which you can send us on our Discord. Thank God for Discord. A little shout out. Thank you to Discord and to Patreon for doing the integration. So
Where am I going with this?
There you go.
Right there? You got it.
It's like teaching your mom to send an email.
Hey, come on. It's better than that.
Remember when I helped you set this up?
Yes.
You typed in the wrong email. Made up an email and we couldn't find it. No, but thank you to Patreon for implementing Discord and getting all of our supporters over to Discord. Speaking of Patreon.
Yes.
You guys can become a member right now.
Right now, no joke.
If you're listening to this podcast anywhere, if you look in the description, there is a link to the Patreon. You can go ahead and click that and join for as low as $5 a month. Big fan of that because you actually get a bonus podcast every single week, at least two. Honestly, you can get Let's Talk Comics every single week where we talk about the newest comic books of the week that get us giddy, as well as Super TV Showdown where we review all of the superhero shows. All of them with Roxy Stryer. So don't miss out. Go to patreon.com/onlystupidanswers and onlystupidanswers.com for all the other goodies out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
That's all there is. No, but now we like to start off every episode talking about what we're into that particular week. Mm-hmm. Sam, I have a guess of what you're into.
I am actually pretty excited to talk about the topic of today's episode. We're going to be talking about, since we've got Lego Movie and, Lego Movie 2, the second part, and which you can watch a review of that at youtube.com/onlystupidanswers. But also we have the Transformers movies and other series. We're going to be talking about other toys that should be getting their own movies. But before we do that, let's talk about Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts.
Because you're a toy in Kingdom Hearts for at least
For one mission.
Yeah.
So you guys are familiar. There's 9 games, all of them incredibly important, that they're all holding up this franchise. Apparently,
and I have a question.
We're near the finale, hopefully.
Based off of the extensive research you did before playing Kingdom Hearts 3, was the delay, why weren't any of these stories in Kingdom Hearts, why isn't this Kingdom Hearts like 5 or 6? Why did they release 8 games? Because the gap between 1 and 2 was like a very reasonable like 3 years. Mm-hmm. And now it was like 15 years before 2 and 3. Why?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you why. And there will be, I hope there are tweets. Please tweet me and give me a good reason why there has been such a big gap. Okay, here's a moment.
Yes.
Okay, end of game 1.
Yeah.
You fight a villain named Ansem. Fun name. You beat him. Big heartless guy, wants to use heartless to do something evil. Boom.
Classic.
In the second one, basically set up hearts. If they turn evil, turn to heartless. Boom. That's there's more to it, but who gives a shit? You have that. In the second one, when your heart goes away, what happens to your body? Oh, it can get up and walk around like a zombie. So you have a different one. So now you have 2 villains. Boom. And that one has a similar bad guy named Xemnas. Ooh, cool name. You fight him. You're dead. In the third one, both of them are back, and I have no idea why. And apparently, they were part of one person that split off into 2 beings, and that person's still walking around. And the person, because that person was possessed by a different person, and both of them are walking around.
Cool.
I don't know. And Christopher Lee played a character in Kingdom Hearts 2, and he's walking around. It's a different voice actor, R.I.P. Sounds a lot like him. I don't know. But throw all that in the trash, because the way they've built out these Disney worlds, it's so creative, and honestly, they did a lot of effort. Like, there's a Toy Story world, so cool having Pixar characters. You go there, and it opens with this like crazy, epic, like high caliber, really amazing CGI trailer for just a random anime game by Square Enix that doesn't exist.
Nice.
And it's like you with like these crazy anime hair fighting like mech suits and like evil demons, and you're like, what's happening? It's the most. And it's clearly them making fun of themselves. And it zooms out, and Rex from Toy Story is playing the game, big fan. So when you show up, they're like, oh, you're the toy from that game. And it becomes like this integrated thing where that you kind of like, you don't look like him. There's even a joke, it looks more like Riku because he looks cooler. And nice. It's like, of course it does. And I love that like little bit, that little work that they do to try to make this work like better.
Yeah.
Also, I think it helps that they don't have to fully reanimate like 2D movies. I think they could probably like nudge Disney and be like, hey, come get the 3D like models or like the rigging for Frozen and Tangled and Big Hero 6 and blah blah blah, because they're already 3D or Pixar.
Yeah, how many worlds are there in this game?
They got like their, let's throw away the ones that are created for the game, like there's like Twilight Town.
Yeah, no, I'm talking
stuff.
About the Disney ones.
And there's other characters that pop up like Merlin and Scrooge and other stuff, and Remy from Ratatouille. But we have Toy Story, we've got Corona, which I did not remember, forgot that's the name of the Tangled world. And then you have Arendelle, Frozen, and you got Monstropolis, which is great. That was really fun.
Nice.
You have the Toy Box, you got Pirates of the Caribbean, and you've got San Francisco, which is fun. And I think those are the... And you've got Olympus. I think that's it. I think that's where we're at. I think there might be more too, but I don't know right now. That's as far as I've gotten.
Gotcha.
It's been a blast. The worlds have been great, and I've honestly been invested as long as they don't talk about Kingdom Hearts stuff. Like if they just do these like fun adaptions of Disney movies where it's like in a universe your Disney movie exists, but just adjacent is Donald, Goofy, and Sora showing up. They do the whole musical numbers. They do all of Let It Go from Frozen, and it's the same thing, like slightly low-res animation. And it's like, but what if Sora, Donald, and Goofy were in the background being like, oh, oh, oh. They do, do you want to build a snowman? They do
They do all of it. There's some dumb stuff.
And you love it.
I do. And it's because it's beautiful. It the wish fulfillment of that it looks... That it looks the way I wanted the game to look. Because they would have the high-res cutscenes, then they do cutscenes where it's like drawn-on mouths, flapping up and down. But now all of it is the highest possible resolution you could have. It plays wonderfully. I'm a big fan of it. And how creative they get with the fighting styles. Man, it's cool. That's cool. Also, the coolest Pirates of the Caribbean's looked in the past like 10 years. Like, that was actually super
fun.
Yeah,
you said that was a little challenging for some of the Goofy and Donald to handle some of the situations in the Pirates movies.
Donald and Goofy straight up are like on board with like, woo, they murder British soldiers. They 100% do.
That's cool. So, I've still been playing Red Dead, and my guy just got tuberculosis. Is that something that might happen?
Maybe, honestly.
Kingdom Hearts?
We went to hell. We went to two different hells.
Wait, so there's Hades.
And right? Davy Jones Locker.
There you go.
Two different afterlives.
Mm-hmm.
And
the bad ones.
To Olympus, too. That was a weird one. A lot of big cues.
So I've got something fun that I want to talk about that I've been doing for the past couple weeks now. But before we do that, let's say hi to a friend of ours.
Ooh, specifically, onlystupidanswers.com. DJ.
Yes.
Did you know we used our friends over at Wix to make that website?
I did know that.
Well, how'd you know that?
Because I built the website.
Boy, howdy.
I built the website using Wix.com because it's super easy and it was intuitive. I also did my Chaos Theory website through Wix. It was, for somebody that felt very much out of their league when it came to making a website, Wix made that transition very easy for me. And I was very grateful for that.
They make it easy for so many people. Over 140 million people use Wix for their websites. And you can start and publish for free. That's amazing. Yeah.
So if you want to get started now, you can go to Wix.com, that's Wix.com/podcast, to get 10% off if you want to get everything that Wix has to offer.
Unlock all the secrets. You could choose from over 500 stunning templates or start from scratch. Did you start from scratch or did you?
No, yeah, I used a template there and then I plugged in the different elements that would be good for our website. I ain't crazy over here starting from scratch. I mean,
I
guess you can if you're smarter than I am.
You're starting out, but they have a million tools you can choose from, like unlimited storage. You can get a custom domain if you're feeling a little extra fancy. Maybe email addresses for your business. You can email marketing tools. Ooh, I've used a few of those.
I've used that as well.
Those are very helpful and so much more.
There's an easy to use website builder. I can attest to that. It's a drag and drop builder, which it was great for me because then you can just build the components you need yourself and put them in there.
Yeah,
they're
trying to make
me
do math or something. Look.
Come on, not my generation.
Not
come
for
on.
Me.
You can also grow and manage your business online all in one place. I was selling Chaos Theory through the Wix site and that super easy, and it was a great way to be able to direct people to your shop.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a snazzy-looking website, if I may say, as a friend and a buddy. It was a good-looking site. So was Only Stupid Answers. You did a bang-up job with that one. And you know what? Wix, they really helped us out. They really did us a solid. And they can do you a solid if you go to Wix.com, that's Wix.com/podcast. That's Podcast, to get 10% off right now. You know what? Go ahead and pull over. Park in a Wendy's parking lot or whatever parking lot that's closest to you. Go ahead, turn off the car. Now you can use your phone. Go to Wix.com, Wix.com/podcast to get 10% off right now.
No, that's Joe.
This
is something this is outside of the pop culture world. I'm going to get into a little bit of personal stuff. Me and my wife got a dog.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Still haven't brought her by my place.
I know. I'm sorry. We're still learning each other. Mm-hmm. The dog and my wife and I, we're still figuring stuff out. But it's such an interesting experience. How long have you had Dwight?
He is 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
and we got him like 3 months after he's born. So we basically known him his entire life.
Nice. So my family always adopted, and so I wanted to adopt as well. And it's an interesting, but this is the first time where I've like been in charge of the process with my wife and I. And going to those places are really interesting because each shelter has its own like dynamic. Like I remember we were visiting one dog and they're like, oh, you can sit over there. And I'm like, by the cages? They're like, kennels.
Kennel.
All right. Sure. Okay. They're cages, but okay. And then when we were at a different shelter that was actually run by like the police, the actual like dog catcher people, he's like, yeah, man, like if you return the dog, it's like returning to jail. And then, you know, and then you'll see all these super sad dogs like don't worry, if you don't adopt them, they might get murdered. Mm. Like, it's a harrowing process to go through, but we found the right dog for us, and it's been a learning experience.
What's the name?
Winona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what kind of dog?
It's a mutt.
What are you getting?
A German Shepherd-ish.
Adjacent.
German Shepherd adjacent. It is smaller than a German Shepherd, thank God. It's been a fun just figuring out what she will or will not chew on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fun learning process.
How old is she, you think?
2 years.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a... Not she's still puppy.
Yeah, she's still youngish. She's still youngish, but she's fortunately, like, we didn't know that she was a stray, so we didn't know what she would or would not know. But mm-hmm. she is housebroken.
Thank God.
So that was great. She's just started. As she gets more comfortable, we've discovered some of the bad behaviors. Like she does like to tear into. There was an old pillow from my old apartment that had kind of migrated with us to this place, but it just was sitting in a corner. Mm-hmm. So we gave that to her as a pillow. Didn't touch it, and then I got her a chew toy. That was like one of the stuffed ones because we didn't know. Whenever we took her to the pet store to like see if she responded to anything, she's always way more interested in anything else that's happening. So it's like, cool, we're just going to buy one and see what happens. I got this ballistic material, you couldn't chew through it if your life depended on it thing within 10 minutes. It wasn't even a seam. She'd busted into it. And I was like, oh, damn it. So I put that away. Then she showed interest in the pillow and immediately busted into that as well. And now she's busted into her bed, mm-hmm. which is the problematic one. The pillow's going to go in the trash. Mm-hmm. We were able to return the toy. Mm-hmm. That bed's not going anywhere. So we need to figure out how to get her to not
do that.
Rip into that.
I have some recommendations for you for the toys because Dwight he's a small dog, but his teeth are not, and they're not even that sharp. He just knows exactly how to mm-hmm. rip. Like, my girlfriend got him some toys for Christmas last year. I'm like, oh, are these? Oh, okay, we'll give them to him, we'll see what happens. Within 10 minutes they were all destroyed. There was like a hedgehog type toy that had some fur on the outside. All the fur was taken off, and he was like and he was like choking on it.
That's more the concern. It's less that they destroy the toy, more like, if I'm not watching you, are you gonna choke on this shit? You know what I mean?
So we found a brand that Dwight can't get. Like, he's had a toy he's only slightly torn it over 3 years. So it's okay. Like,
There you go. The other fun adventure we went on was, sometimes in the apartment she will just roll around on the ground like she's rolling in something, but it's the carpet and super cute. Mm-hmm. And then I was walking her and she started to do that on mulch, and mulch felt safe. Mulch is dry, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I was like, oh, it's cute, but I should stop her. So after a minute, I pulled her. I was like, let's go. And I noticed a little wet patch on the side of her neck. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't know at the time, because I was walking, she pooped and I picked it up and I smelled, it didn't smell like her poop, but it smelled like a poop-esque mm-hmm. smell. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is that smell? Turned out it was the patch on the side of her neck, and it was strong. And there was some of whatever the material was, let's say mud, mm-hmm. in there that got basically on everything. And so I was trying to clean it off, and finally I just bit the bullet. My wife had been talking about bathing her. It's like, I'm going to have to do this before my wife comes home. So I showered her, mm-hmm. and she still smelled. And so then my wife got home. She did the whole like skunk treatment where she did like the tomato paste, showered her again. The dog still smelled. It's been a couple of days. The smell has finally dissipated. We had to throw our harness in the laundry and all that stuff. But it was just one of those, what in the world did you find? We could bathe you twice and you still had the smell. Like, what was that?
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool that dogs can find that stuff. Yeah. Like, you would
They're
never...
like way into it.
Yeah.
They're dogs, all about it.
Dogs are the best. It's just, you know, it's a learning curve, but she sounds like a cute dog.
Yes. And no, she's a winner.
Yeah. I live with a pup that the sweet, so much love mm-hmm. pouring out of her. And it usually pours out of her in bad breath. And it's some pretty bad breath. And I watched her for like 2 weeks. And it took a week for me to not get like super annoyed with. I was super annoyed with her. I was just like, please, just, you have so much love and you want to full. Like, she hugs like with both arms. I know she was adopted too. Something bad probably happened when she was younger. And I'm mm-hmm. trying to be like understanding. But it's like, you got to. There's got to be this much space between us. But eventually I'm like, oh, okay. If I give her this love for 5 seconds, she'll run away and do whatever she needs to. So I'm like, oh, now you just get into the flow of it.
The one thing I'm trying to figure out is this dog has a whole other gear that we're not really able to tap into yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find an outlet where she can tap into that safely, because we named her. Mm-hmm. At the place, she just had a number. So we don't know what her original name was. We named her. She started to respond to her name, which is good. But like, since it's not the name she's been raised with, I'm not really comfortable just letting her go in like a park or whatever. But when we try to jog with her a little bit, because she does have high energy, we want her to exert that energy outside so she doesn't have an inside. And but like, if you let her go, if you let her run, I would never catch her. Never in a million years would I be able to catch her. So I was able to, one time I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and we were at a park that had a baseball field that was empty. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't completely fenced off, but it was mostly fenced off. So it was a good opportunity to let her go. And it was cool. Like, it was cool seeing her like really cut loose. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I need to find more opportunities for this. I'm waiting. We're going to do some training, get her comfortable with her name, get her comfortable with like responding to us. And then we're going to do the dog park thing, because that seems great. If I could just let her run off energy with other dogs, hell yeah, let's do that.
My girlfriend was watching this dog. It was so fucking funny, because they both were high energy dogs. One of them, you'd get the ball thrower, you throw the ball, bring it right back. The other one would find the ball and then come back to you for another one. It's like, no, I got it. It's over there. Now another one. So you have to walk over and go get it. She's like 9, so it's like, you're not going to teach her anything else. It doesn't matter.
The Winona's go-to with the ball is you throw the ball, she runs to the ball, she runs back, she runs to the ball again, she runs around the ball, she runs back, she'll pick up the ball, run it within like 5 feet of you, drop it, do circles around you, then you get the ball, you throw it again. So she sort of gets it. She just wants to do a couple extra laps.
Maybe a little bit of a dummy, but she'll full of love. Yeah. And that's cute. But yeah, just take her to a little bit of training. And for Dwight, when we were training him, getting his like name, it was always like that. We taught his name when we were teaching him how to sit and stay and stuff. So does she already know how to do that?
She's okay with sitting.
Stay is the one that's the hard one.
Stay is tough. Yeah. And she gets it. She's actually super smart. She might be smarter than I am, which scares me. Mm-hmm.
Her like picking a lock.
Yeah, exactly. I think she knows more than she lets on, because she was like super scared of stairs day one. Day two, she had them down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're holding on to stuff. Sit she has, especially when we're putting on the harness and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But stay has been a challenge. But again, as we get close, and that's the main reason why I want to do training, is not just to train her, but to get us on the same page. So I know how to like
talk to her.
Yeah. Communicate an idea. Mm-hmm.
Last thing before we get into our main topic, something really interesting I learned, that in like the 60s and 70s, the United Nations, when it comes, but you're talking about communicating with like your dog, or just like getting an understanding. In a lot of countries, dolphins are recognized as non-human like citizens, because they have vertebrae, they have language, they're advanced for what they are, and they're more advanced than other animals. And since they have emotions and other things, some countries recognize them as citizens, and they don't have like rights except for don't hunt them. That's about it. But there was an initiative that was put forward by the United Nations. It was like, okay, can we talk to them? If they can communicate with each other, could we communicate with them? We should be able to, right? Yeah. And like, it's not like trying to talk to your dog. We don't know how that works, but they are smart enough that we could. Yeah. So there was a whole initiative that these scientists got like 5 dolphins, and they built like a giant warehouse where they flooded it, put the dolphins in there, and they put these like hanging platforms where they could bring the dolphins up and they could talk to them. And like, they started getting, the dolphin could say the person's name, but they couldn't say M's. Also, crazy thing, when they make sounds, it doesn't come out of their mouth, it comes out of their blowhole, which makes sense. But I never thought about that, because there's no air going through their mouth, that's just for food.
That makes sense.
So they couldn't say, they could say Argret, but they couldn't say Margaret, which is the name of one of the researchers. But
like vocalize that
Argret, they could say
that's
it.
Crazy.
Yeah, they could say that. But like all crazy animal experiments in the 70s, knock knock, who's at the door? It's LSD. The doctor is not on the main. The main dolphin was Peter. Not on Peter, but the other 4 dolphins, like crazy injected them with LSD. They're like, this will unlock it. UN found out and was like, no, you don't get to do this. But nowadays, there actually is a box about the size of a toaster that divers have to wear around their necks. And they can take it and go and actually talk to... They can identify words that dolphins have for things, and they have names. The dolphins have names for each other. Like, they can now have this machine that can hear when they say seaweed, and it will repeat seaweed, and we can talk in and say seaweed and say it back. And it's like, okay, Now we need to be able to talk to it. We've got seaweed, which is impressive. That is very cool. So it was a very cool thing about talking with animals. It's like that always seems like crazy sci-fi.
But also remember, dolphins do really cool like flips and stuff.
They do. Like SeaWorld. Yeah. Hey, man, can you do like a gainer?
Yeah.
Can you do, like, I'm going to throw my skateboard on there. Can you do a flip? Can you throw me a quick hang loose as you go around?
Does that apply? Because orcas are technically dolphins. Does that apply to them as well?
I don't know. All I know is it was with bottlenose when they were doing the
training. Because orcas are super cool.
They are. Oh, yeah. Throwing that out. They're super cool, but they're scary.
You know what? They are scary. They are scary.
Oh, yeah. You guys should look it up. It's very interesting. But that's enough about animals. We should do an episode on our pets with our pets.
Yeah. Here. With our pets on the episode.
I would love. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love. Dwight, he is not chatty, but he'd be real cute for the patrons.
It would be cute for the patrons. I would do wish my dog could communicate because we did have a little sick uh-oh. And it's like, just tell me what's wrong.
My dog isn't clingy, but like because he stays with my parents, there's a lot of people were like leaving and going on long trips, and so like he was getting a lot of different handlers.
Yeah.
And one day he just started kind of like shaking all of a sudden and like vomited and diarrhea and just everything. Yeah. And he wouldn't like jump anywhere. He would just kind of stay there. And so we obviously like rush him to the vet.
Yeah.
Blood test, everything. They do usually pancreatitis first because that's like something pretty common with like smaller dogs. And they're like, no, nothing. It's like, we think it's psychosomatic that he basically just couldn't handle the fact, like he's usually around four people all the time.
Yeah.
And when you kept, and like he can be babysat, but like because he didn't have any constants, his body just flipped out. Like, I've seen you.
You mess with my routine. It's not great.
I walk out of the room for 10 goddamn minutes.
I diarrhea everywhere.
I remember last week, guys were like, we cleaned the studio. Big reason.
That's a big, you know what? That's a big reason why.
All right.
So what we're actually talking about this episode is because Lego Movie 2 is coming out.
Oh, it's so good.
It is great. And like Sam said, you can go to youtube.com/onlystupidanswers for our review. But I wanted to talk about other toys that could be made into movies because I'm very much a part of a generation that was marketed a ton of toys that were also series. Like that was a big part of my childhood growing up. And weirdly, I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cynical part of me is like, oh, corporate centered bullshit, bruh. But the kid in me is like, it was cool that the toys had a show.
If the toys weren't as cool, we'd be more against it. But the toys were rad, cool,
man.
For sure.
That was a big selling point of Transformers. And of course, the Lego movies are popular and significantly better than this other franchise. But like you said, Transformers are also a toy franchise.
Battleship.
That's a game, board game technically, but it's in the same boat.
And Aliens.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah, they tried their best.
Yeah, apparently Clue has a very low Rotten Tomatoes score, which is insane to me because that movie's so good.
Yeah, they're idiots. And also they got the biggest actors and comedians of that time to be in that movie. So stupid that has a low score. Yeah, everyone's stupid. Go watch Clue. And I'm going to throw that. You know what? We'll throw board games in here because I saw someone say Mousetrap. And I want to actually think there's a fun way we can unpack Mousetrap.
Mouse Hunt is what I'm thinking of.
Mouse Hunt, the movie, which is great too. Yeah. Nathan Lane and that Scottish actor.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that from Scottish The Medallion. Actor. Did you ever see The Medallion?
No. With Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan.
He had an animated series for a minute.
It was dope.
He didn't voice the guy, did he?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Bullshit.
I did have to think about it.
Hold on. I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to look it up.
David Rodriguez in the chat watching live. Thank you. Yes, Clue is gold. That's an amazing. I watched it recently, and guess what? Still got a lot of giggles.
And of course, since we didn't see in theaters, we get all the endings.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Chan. Adventures.
Wait. Oh, his name's Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is he? Hold on. It is himself.
What?
Well, okay, wait. He's credited as himself, and then James C.
is also credited as Jackie Chan. So maybe he does like an intro. The real Jackie Chan does like an intro.
Yeah.
Because it's all 95 episodes.
He does, because it's the animated one. And then he comes out and does like live action, like karate chop on a green screen. And then like it goes back to the animated characters.
That's a great way to get money for 95 episodes for doing one thing.
I definitely don't think he voiced the characters.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Man, I love the Jackie Chan adventures. They also scared the crap out of me as a kid. They were really,
Jackie Chan. That was a little out of my wheelhouse, if I'm being honest. I just knew it existed.
I don't know if anything necessarily was scary about it, but there was like, you could get possessed by like the rocks you picked up, but they'd give you powers to them. I'm like, that's not fair.
It's basically kryptonite, like in Smallville. It just rains everywhere.
Jackie Chan Adventure, actually, they came out at the same time, so kind of the same idea. But yes, all right, so kicking it off before we get into the other suggestions, because Sergeant Cool Beans in the Discord is on my same brainwave. What off the top of your head is the toy or game, let's spread it out a little bit, that you would think would make a good movie adaptation today?
Today. Honestly, the first one I came up with, I made a list. I made a list because there was no way I'd be able to remember these off the top of my head, so I had to look them up beforehand. But the go-to, the one right off the top of my head that I'm blown away, they might actually be working on it, is Dino Riders.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a show, I had to look it up, that was a show in 1988. So I was like, what, 4 or 5 when it launched?
-5.
Yeah, cool. basically, some space adventurers, like the human people, are fighting the gross alien looking people because that's the way they did it back in the day. Because they were if you didn't look human, you were the bad guy.
Yeah,
and they go through a portal and end up on primordial Earth, and so because their technology is messed with, they start using dinosaurs. They ride dinosaurs and put like laser guns and stuff on them.
Because you have
exactly. And so those were the toys. You get the dinosaurs. They would come with a person that rides them,
mm-hmm.
and all of their little gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
Speaking of which, the dinosaurs that are mounted with lasers in Lego Movie 2 were amazing.
Yes, agreed. This is some Dino Riders right here. And with the success of Jurassic World, which at this point that franchise is basically a cartoon anyway,
mm-hmm.
like I do this, please and thank you.
I think there's a little Dino Renaissance that could be coming about. Oh, that
does yeah, there seem was a cartoon. Familiar. I don't know if it. I don't. Did it go for a whole season? No, it did. It did. Some of these are just like we did a pilot and that was it.
I'm gonna explain.
Look at how cool that shit is.
That one I didn't like. I like the T-Rex one.
That's cool. The bad guy's one. Bad guy always gets the T-Rex.
The cool guys don't get the T-Rex?
I know. That was a bummer. We'd fix that today.
The Brontosaurus, I wouldn't want going into battle.
No.
It's slower.
They also got the Triceratops. The bad guy's got the Triceratops, too. That feels like a whiff on the...
What'd the good guys get?
Diplodocus.
A bunch of...
Stegosaurus, which definitely was not around at the same time as those other dinosaurs.
Hey, that's those kids. You need them all hanging out together. I'm going to describe a cartoon that is in a fever dream of mine that definitely happened, but I can't explain it right. At a point... So the cartoon was in dinosaur times.
Yeah.
There was an evil wizard, I think, or evil dinosaurs. And yes. I couldn't explain more. But then there were the good dinosaurs, and they just looked like normal dinosaurs, but they had like smart human intelligence.
Is this We're Back, the dinosaurs?
No, okay. Not that one. Because there's a TV show that definitely didn't last very long. But for some reason, there's like a rock slide, and all the good dinosaurs get locked up in like a cave for millions of years, but kind of evolved to look kind of like people, but also dinosaurs if they want to transform back into dinosaurs, and then they go to high school.
Hold on, hold on. We can solve this. Hold on.
I'll look through it while
dinosaur high school.
High school or maybe junior high. I don't remember, but I not manga. How to Roblox in high school. No, none of this. All right,
we'll figure this out later. We'll get there.
We'll find it by the end. So Dino Riders is a good pitch.
Yes.
I could see Chris Pratt starring in it. He'd do it.
Exactly. He could be one of the human people.
There you go.
You'd have to make some changes, like give the good guys something cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give all the bad guys all the cool ones.
And you got to have at least one water dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
You have to have all.
And this is a good opportunity to bring the toys back. I think with any of these movies, you'd want them to be an excuse to bring the toys back.
Yes. As adults, we demand that you bring the toys back.
If I'm being 100% honest, watching the Lego movie, there was at least 3 different sets that I was like, I want that. Mm-hmm. I just want that.
Oh, and you can get them. I want Banarnar really, really bad. yes. So Sergeant Cool Beans.
Yes.
On a similar wavelength here. Wow, there's a lot of suggestions, and I can't wait to read them all. I'm going to just fire through all these when we get to them. Bionicle, but not those bad movies for a Cartoon Network. Okay, beep, beep, Sergeant Cool Beans. Didn't read the whole comment before I read it on air. Slander, libel, I'm suing you. Because the Bionicle movie, Mask of Light, was a treasure. Let me make sure I get the synopsis right. But Bionicle as a kid was like, that's cool guy Legos.
Exactly. 100%. That's how they marketed
they're
them.
Taller.
Yeah.
And you can have like swords and guns and whatnot. And the masks were really cool.
Yes.
They're your Fallout like 77, whatever. They like the sci-fi masks.
Yeah.
Mask of Light
Starring Daniel Day-Lewis.
2003. Wait, who is this? No, no one we know. Oh, no.
I think Bionicle's a good choice with the success Lego's been having with their movies recently. If you could bring some of it, it would be different energy because I don't think you'd want that franchise to be as straight up comedic as they've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the, like Ninjago's a Lego brand that they made a big theatrical movie release out of.
All right, here's your synopsis. Buckle up. The island of Mata Nui.
Yes.
Remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Must
as well.
Face one final threat from the evil Makatu, the Rakshi. The only hope for the survival of the islanders rests with two Matoran villagers who must find the seventh Toa and deliver them.
Oh my God.
Basically, Mask of Light. Mask of Light was crazy cool Bionicle mask that if you put it on, you kind of get taken over like Dr. Fate and you become like the ultimate warrior.
Cool.
Gladiator or whatever.
I don't know if I don't like the being taken over thing, if I'm being honest.
But you got to sacrifice. That's okay. Why there was some drama there.
Okay.
You had to give it up, but the rest of the Bionicles were good. Now, here's where it got confusing as a kid. The Bionicle mask was their face.
Yes.
And at one point, one of the characters dies, and like the mask, it falls on the ground. You're like, yeah. And then you're like, you have to take off your mask and put the gold one on. I'm like, oh my God, that's the full, you're ripping off the full head.
Yeah.
In Lego Movie 1, when they like list all the worlds,
we saw a movie Bionicle, somebody lost their face.
We did.
Yeah.
Forgot that. We can't say what it is. You'll see it. Yeah. Or you won't. No, in the Lego Movie 1, when they're showing all the worlds, Bionicle is one of those. Because it's not as popular as a brand now. I don't think they make them. But as a kid, man, those full, like, because they came in, like, plastic tins.
Yeah.
And you could, like, unlock, scream it out. It's 100%. Like, getting crazy chemicals from the bad guys.
I had the red one with the fire.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. The blue and the water one. And the green one with the plants. And then you got the mask of light one when you watch the movie.
Man, that was an easy go-to for me as a kid. Like, you want to align your characters with elements? I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, give me the fire one first. This blue one so he can have someone fight.
deep cut. Did you ever... Were you around for Warriors of Virtue? The kangaroo people that had elemental abilities?
Wow. I thought you were... Kind of talk about VeggieTales.
No. Although that would be a great name for that. Sounds Warriors like a virtue. It sounds like
also a... shout out to Jonah, the VeggieTales movie. I really like that.
Also shout out to not really shout out Bible Man, which was the Bible based
Bible
super...
Man.
Yeah,
he was like Superman, but powered by and faith.
And he had a laser sword.
He did.
He had a lightsaber. Let's not bring that back. I don't think we need that. You know what we should bring back though?
Yes.
I don't know if we need Dino Riders. I feel like there's a good pitch for it. This is just me. Being nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group of toys called Computer Warriors.
Mm.
No. Mm-hmm. Sam's not on board.
No, I'm not saying anything.
So there was again, classic good guys, bad guys. It's the whole Autobot Decepticon thing over and over again.
But computers.
But they came out of the computers and they were able to turn household objects into their war machines. So what you would get is there was a clock that was a working digital clock, but it also became like a tank.
Whoa, but and, small though.
Yeah, like it was about that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was like a computer. I don't think that was a functioning computer, but that was like the big playset. And there was one that was a Pepsi can, legit like cross promotion with Pepsi, a Pepsi can that became like a thing. And didn't become a full series. It was just a pilot that I got with one of the toys that I got.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you hack your Coke cans.
Yeah, that is. It doesn't really make any sense. They somehow came into the real world and then they retooled everything. It actually reminds me a little bit, like this was way before that, of Small Soldier.
Yeah.
Small Soldiers, where they take all the stuff.
And make new toys.
Make scary weapons out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that movie a lot when I was a kid. It scared me.
I watched it recently. It's fine.
Yeah, probably. It's of course. Yeah.
Fine, yeah.
The Barbies are evil or something like that.
Yeah.
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 And also, I don't know how they're walking around with a military chip
yes
in the plastic
yes
go on what were you gonna
yeah,
say
but that's a fun where they subvert that where like going back to these toys like Dino Riders, the cool looking characters were always the bad guys and then the normal human dudes were the good guys, and then Small Soldier subverts that where the bad guy looking ones are the heroes because they always look cooler. Who wants the regular just dude looking ones? No, I want the one that looks like a cat person.
There you go. Yeah. Or like there's like a creepy alien with like one big eye or something like that. Can you explain to me what Biker Mice from Mars is? Because it's a name that gets passed around because we are in nerdy circles, shocker. Mm-hmm. And this one gets mentioned. I'm always like,
right? Mm-hmm. So let me bring it up so you can see it. If you're at home, homework for at home, look up Biker Mice from Mars. This was back in the day where Ninja Turtles.
The second one. It was you typed in biker and that was the second thing that came up.
That's fan art is what that
is. Yeah. I was like, those are mice are way too jacked.
They're
go.
They're still pretty jacked. To be fair, they're still pretty jacked. This was back when Ninja Turtles was tearing up and making all the money. So there were a ton of ripoffs. Mm-hmm. So you had Biker Mice from Mars, which was actually made by a guy that ended up like running Marvel Entertainment for a minute. Mm. Biker Mice from Mars, Street Sharks. Street Sharks had their own spinoff, Extreme Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. and also one, this isn't Ninja Turtle related, but this is one that like, thank God for the internet, because I vaguely remembered and I was able to look it up because of the internet. Bucky O'Hare, which was a kid gets sucked to an altered dimension where anthropomorphic animals rule the galaxy and they're running around in starships fighting the Toad Empire. Mm-hmm. And Bucky O'Hare is this green rabbit. It's based off an obscure indie comic.
Oh, there
Bucky
you go.
Bucky O'Hare was like really cool. There's a duck with four arms for some reason.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so here, well, so we're saying the stuff we like.
Yeah.
What's your Biker Mice from Mars pitch?
Quick I don't. One. I didn't watch. You're it as a kid. I'm honest. What? I didn't watch it as a kid. I didn't watch it as a kid.
Get out. Okay, then Street Sharks. You did watch that.
I did watch Street Sharks.
Okay, hey, pitch it.
Okay, hold. First off, remember the original Ninja Turtle movies where they were guys in costumes?
Yeah.
Let's bring it back. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it back. Honestly, that's my pitch for Ninja Turtles too. Bring back the costumes and do what they did in Where the Wild Things Are and CG the face.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
But the body elements are primarily practical.
Or get like Terry Crews looking dudes, like crazy buff dudes, make them green.
Yeah, and exactly. Then CGI then their but face. The crazy buff works even better for the Street Sharks because that they were
because they're shirtless.
They were shirtless and super jacked. And then his Piranoid was their bad guy, and he was one of those like he looked human, but when he freaked out, he got a piranha face.
There you go.
Yeah.
So and your pitches, you have your because for Bionicle, what I want is like you can still have like the subverting the humor, whatever you'd like. Maybe get away from like the Ninjago like ninja thing because it's kind of what Bionicle did like a little bit. Like you have your Ninjago, but for this, it's like. Maybe even just like a TV series. I think I'd be on board with something like that. I would want, this is your cool guys, Bionicles, and they can, I would like some jokes kind of poking fun at Lego, but also poking fun at themselves. And they, you know, have like the chosen one, but you can be more serious than the special one in the Lego movie. I'd want something like that.
You know, here's two that these are just ones I remember as a kid that I could see them remaking, retooling, whatever. Ones that I would legitimately be very interested in seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch SWAT Cats when you were a kid?
I don't.
You don't? That was on from 1993 to 1994.
So they picked a name, a word, and then an animal.
Yes, 100%.
SWAT Cats with a K, because of course, SWAT Cats. Yeah.
So it's in a world. It's in a world of anthropomorphized cats,
mm-hmm.
and these ones for some reason have like crazy military super jets that they fight giant monsters in.
Uh huh. So it's like G-Force, the movie with Zach Galifianakis, where the guinea pigs help fight with alongside
Except,
FBI.
But no, because there's no humans in this world. It's
G-Force
just cat people.
Sounds better already.
it's just a world of cat people. No other anthropomorphized animals. Just cat people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really cool, fun show. They had a cool rogues gallery. There was a one mad scientist character that looked like a cat lizard person.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought
you were going to say dog.
Because only anthropomorphized cats. Only cats.
There you go.
Well, but you do that full CG. Don't bother with live action, whatever. Full CG animated movie.
We have one here from Becca saying Magic the Gathering, and I feel like that's just, we're minutes away from a Magic the Gathering movie being in production.
Is there enough backstory on those cards or whatever?
Yeah,
to...
I mean, all you need is like what they did for Warcraft, where it's like, just build out the world with the characters you already have.
That movie is super successful, Warcraft.
But not a bad formula for making that movie. Yeah. They may have gone a little too big. And made it bad. But they could have
and
done
not
some
had
good.
It be a good but movie.
Nathan the Man writes Plato. That's a pretty good pitch for...
If you made Lego movie work, you can make Plato work.
Yeah, and it's kind of a similar thing where it's like creating your own world. And if you animate it in the style of doing like Plato stop motion and having it like a claymation movie, I'm really on board with
it. All right, I've got something I want to throw to you to see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to your board game thing, what about something like Candyland or something like that?
Oh, that's...
Are they working on a Candyland movie?
No, but what happens in Candyland?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't matter because nothing happens in Plato. But what does happen
in
Candyland?
There's like a Candy King. There's characters in Candyland.
There are?
Yeah.
Do you know their names?
No, because I don't. But just like there's characters in Clue. Like when you're playing Candyland, you like land on the different areas. Like there's a goofy
Colonel
dude.
Cotton Candy.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Mm. Oh, like kids get sucked into a bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
They end up in Candyland.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.
It's Jumanji, but Candyland.
There is a Funko Pop movie being made. Because I know they do those little shorts with characters that are Funko Pops.
I don't think I like that.
I know, but guess what? Those are a cornerstone of the American market now.
That's the thing. Like, if you were in the 90s and they were making a Beanie Baby movie, it's like, what are you
doing? Whoa, you're... Ooh,
what?
Beanie Babies would be an amazing movie at the height of their...
At the height of their popularity.
Oh, yeah, they're making an Ugly Dolls movie. Those things aren't even as pop. Those things will never touch Beanie Babies, all right? Beanie Babies...
Don't even step to Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies bounced back the American economy in the 90s. That and Tickle Me Elmo. Maybe more Elmo.
Maybe mostly Elmo.
Uh-huh. But Beanie Babies were at least consistent.
They're right there.
They are right underneath.
Yeah.
They are holding up Elmo. They lay the foundation for Elmo to soar.
Are there other board games that you think could make Clue level honest to goodness good movies?
Beanie Babies.
That's not a board game,
but I'm on it now.
You're on it.
Beanie Babies. Also, another suggestion. Oh, Super Mac. It's literally right in front of me.
Yeah.
Beanie Babies is where it's at because I like the idea of stuffed animals. And guess what the story is? It's the same one that Lego Movie has. It's the same one Ugly Dolls has. It's, you know what? You can be different if you want to be. You don't have to be normal.
You could be the not expensive Beanie Baby, but you still hang out with the ones that are super rare.
The super rare ones. Yeah. Also, I do have some just like the normal ones that are my favorites, like the Tree Frog. Big fan of that one. They're in a trash bag somewhere.
Are they just stuffed? They're just stuffed animals, right?
With beans.
What does that mean?
Beanie Babies.
Yeah, what does that mean?
With beans.
Instead of?
Stuffing.
How does that make it better?
It's weighted.
Okay, all right.
I don't think it makes anything better. It was a specific design that got popular really quick because they're probably really easy to make. Probably not made with good working conditions.
Yeah.
But hey, Beanie Babies still mean a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, there you go. Next, there'll be the Pogs movie.
I feel like Beanie Babies are bigger than Pogs. I don't even know what Pogs are.
Pogs were a big thing for a summer.
They're a coin.
Yes.
That you flip?
You stack up the coins and then you hit them with what I think it's called a slammer, the weighted coin.
Uh-huh.
And then the ones that you take the ones that land face up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like throwing quarters at each other. Well, I drew on my quarter Captain America.
Yeah, exactly.
I drew Wolverine on mine. But Beanie Babies I'm on board with. Mm-hmm. Board games, a Clue reboot, but you kind of... A Clue reboot, don't do like a... Not to knock it, but I know this is... I'll just say, not like what they tried to do with the Ghostbusters reboot, where it was trying to like, whatever.
Yeah.
Making a self-aware movie with more modern like comedian actors, like I could see a Will Forte being in there.
Yeah.
Like, or played by... Everyone's played by Will Forte. Really on board with that.
Yeah.
A Bill Hader. Like, yeah. Your SNLs, like those like kind of like older SNL cast members redoing Clue, but you can go bigger. You can have some special effects if you want to. You can still, but it's still the basis of a mystery.
Yeah.
And you could have, oh my God, I would love this because you do it through Netflix. Netflix would make it and you could have to choose your own adventure option.
That would be good.
And you could do.
And now I'm on board.
And because you would be like, who do you want to follow? I want to follow Professor Plum and Mr. Green as they go to the attic, whatever. Let's investigate there.
I do like that.
There are three endings, but then there is a true ending that you have to like go back through and like find it.
I do like that. I was going to poo-poo it because no Tim Curry. I do like the idea of the Netflix choose your own whatever.
He's great, but we'd have to brainstorm for an afternoon who would be a Tim Curry to like step
in. You don't
in.
Necessarily need him because he wasn't playing a character from the game.
No, but he was like your narrator. He was your helping you through the story.
Actually, he technically was playing a character from the game, but that's the true ending.
Really? There you go. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Spoilers for a movie that's been out for decades.
Wait, say it louder for the kids.
No.
Why?
You should go watch it.
It's a good one.
Okay. You should go watch it.
Wait for the comments to catch up and you can tell me.
Yeah.
Brenda's writing Hot Wheels, which that is in
production.
Yeah,
they're working on it. Is that just a Fast and Furious movie?
It's like a Need for Speed movie. I wish there was one more we could say. It's like, oh, it's like a... Because it's just a racing movie.
Yeah.
But if they go animated with it, that could be fun too.
That could
because
be cool.
You want
with the full loop-de-loop tracks and stuff like that.
Unless they made it live action and Aaron Paul has to do a full loop-de-loop with a Mustang GT.
So you're saying it's a bad thing, but now I'm starting to get more sold on it.
No, I'm on board with it. And magnetic tracks so they can ride up the walls. Those are the ones I wanted, and those never really.
I like the Speed Racer movie. I'm throwing that out there.
Yes. It is a movie.
That I liked it.
It is a movie. Mm-hmm. There is a love for that on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed as a baby. Boy. I was like 12. we also have some suggestions for a Furby movie franchise from Kayla Marie in the Discord and watching live. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for watching with us, but oof. I don't know if I need that Furby movie.
I think a good a little litmus test for if that one would have been popular is when they tried to bring him back about 45 years ago, something mm-hmm. like that.
45 years ago.
It didn't do so well. Brenda, though, said, isn't that basically Gremlins for a Furby's movie? They don't turn evil. That's not what they do.
But maybe they should, though.
If Furby's leaned into all the creepy shit that those mm-hmm. things did, kind of on board with that.
Yeah. Agreed.
Little toys that go a little, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for the new Child's Play movie that they're making?
I saw that it's out. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I'm down.
Yeah.
It's a Child's Play movie.
Is it a reboot or is it another one of the sequels?
It's a reboot, but the modern day twist of like more advanced toys makes Chucky look a lot scarier.
Cool.
They actually don't show him. They only get like a shot, like a silhouette.
Are they trying to make it scary again?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because Chucky went on full on camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it scary, and Brian Tyree Henry's in it, and April from The Office.
Oh yeah.
What's her name? She's in Legion.
Yeah. Aubrey Plaza.
Thank you. Yeah. Aubrey Plaza. That's her name. Yes, they're the. That's not looking too good. Chucky seems a little bit peeved. Yes, yes, yes. Davey likes saying Tamagotchi.
Oh, wow.
Now, if I came to you and you have 24 hours to make a Tamagotchi movie, what comes into your brain first?
I commit suicide.
what comes to you first?
It's the little egg with the digital. Yeah, I'd have got nothing for Tamagotchi, man.
Here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
It's in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooking.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, ding ding. What is that? It's done. Here we go. So go with the egg thing.
Yeah.
We find out that the very first AI individual is about to be born. Where? They're hidden inside the Tamagotchi.
What?
Now we can download them out, hack their way out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta use go into 80s lingo where we don't know what hacking is. It's great. Tim Drake in the 90s, anything he's ever done. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But now it's a keep away with the bad guys who want to get that AI to do something nefarious. What
that
is it? So you're running around with a Tamagotchi, but on the inside you have agents digitally inputted into the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, but
protecting
one of them
hacking.
Oh, see, I was thinking that hackers are hacked in there, but one of them falls in love with the Tamagotchi.
Whoa, but it's like,
oh.
Oh.
Oh. Here's ones I do have.
It's Olivia Wilde from Tron 2.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Here's ones I do have.
Mm-hmm.
These one of is a toy, I finally remember. The other one is a toy and a show. There was a toy called War Planets.
War Planets.
War Planets. They were like little places. Oh, what? I can't believe I didn't put this down there. Mighty Max. 100% you should bring Mighty Max back. They were these little like pocket. They're like Polly Pocket, but for boys. Mm-hmm. So there was these little mini play sets. And the idea was this kid had a magic cap that could teleport him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would go on adventures saving alternate dimensions with like people against like lava people or space aliens. He'd save the world. Was it other dimensions or is it just the world from like aliens and other monsters?
Mm-hmm.
And in the show, he had an animated series. And in the show, he had a chicken wizard person called Virgil that gave him advice. And his guardian, Norman, who's this jacked guy, 100% Mighty Max was great. You could bring it back. It would make a great movie. It would make a great show. If you were willing to have fun with it, you could do some really cool stuff.
Yeah, teleporting cap. You could literally go wherever you wanted to.
Yeah, cap. Baseball cap.
Cap.
Yeah.
Cap?
Yeah, baseball cap.
Cap.
With an M on it. Because he's Mighty Max. And then he had an M on his shirt, too.
You're fucking giddy. You're so excited.
I love Mighty Max as a kid. But so War Planets was similar where it's these mini play sets, but each was its own planet with its own army. And the idea is they were all fighting each other, but the big bad was this thing called the Beast Planet that was bigger than the other planets, and the toy could like grab the other planets and suck them in. And they had an animated series. It was called Shadow Raiders or some weird something. And it was back in the day where everything was CG animated, but like not great.
Like
CG
the Beast Wars kind of animated.
That's my other one I want to pitch because Beast Wars was great.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think you could do some really like think about like Alita level CG, but with these warring planets, and each planet had, so there's rock planet, there was fire planet, water planet,
element.
Bone planet, that was a weird one. It was like a green, like everything was like reptilian and had like a Yeah, it was
called Bone Planet.
Bone Planet. They had like exoskeletons and shit.
I smell a porn parody.
Okay.
That's planets.
Sand Planet was really cool.
Really quick. Danny M in the chat says, what if Tamagotchi, the Tamagotchi movie is like Her, where the owner falls in love with the Tamagotchi, but it will eventually die?
That's Her's depressing, man.
It is.
It's great, though. My other one is Beast Wars. Beast Wars is my favorite iterations of Transformers.
What is Beast Wars?
Beast Wars is, it takes place after Optimus Prime and Megatron, Autobots, Decepticons, all that stuff. In this world, it's Maximals and Decepticons. They're the two ships. They're firing at each other. They crash land on a planet that they later find out is actually Primordial Earth. Hold on. And it's actually before they fell through a portal that took them back in time. And so now, in the original Transformers cartoon, Optimus Prime and Megatron were like in stasis on Earth for centuries. So this is after the original Transformers crash landed, but before they woke up in modern time. So they end up having fighting a war that could essentially prevent the original Transformers from happening. But they're more advanced, so they're able to transform into animals. The bad guys use their scanners to take the DNA from like bones and stuff. So Megatron's a T-Rex. One of the most popular ones is Dinobot. He's a raptor. He is a bad guy, but then he joins the good guy side.
Of course.
Optimus Primal is a gorilla. Mm-hmm. But it was actually really, I think because it was CG, they had to be very selective. Like, we can't have a billion of these characters show up. Each team has like five people. Mm-hmm. So they actually had to take some time to like work on the characterization and make you care about them, because CG fights and all that stuff was super damn expensive. So they actually spent time investing in these characters to the point where Dinobot ends up sacrificing himself to save primordial humans. Save the human race, basically. There, and he dies. And it's like, really, a bunch of us kids were like traumatized by that shit.
Good.
But they took all, like, there were so many relaunches of the toys where they trans metals, where it's like they were part animal, part machine, stuff like that. And the show found great ways of incorporating that stuff and building on that stuff. I don't think you could do, because of the story, I don't think you could do live action CG like the current Transformers movies. But if you went straight CG animated movie and took a lot of the story elements that they did. Like, there's two of the characters in later seasons were Rampage and Depth Charge. Yeah, Rampage was basically tortured into being, and he was a giant metal crab. Mm-hmm. and he basically just wanted to murder everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he destroyed the entire base that Depth Charge had worked on. So Depth Charge followed him across the galaxy to come find and kill him. Like, that's the type of stuff that they were doing on this show.
Interesting.
Yeah, that it was more, it was good for kids, but it was more mature, that it, the storytelling holds up.
Danny M says Beast Wars was dope AF. And yeah. Also, David Rodriguez, Beast Wars, I thought they'd introduce that by now, like into a movie. And yes, he said, I had the Raptor one. Here's Dinobot. A pitch for you. Jay Shark in the chat, in the Discord writes, a movie about Sorry, the board game.
Okay.
Here's the pitch.
Yeah.
You frame it like Saw. And so it's called Sorry. Yeah, and it's Sorry. Just getting into, it's, but you're getting into like traps and you're getting into like uh-oh scenarios and people are brutally getting murdered, but you have to, it's played out like a game of Sorry.
That makes as much sense as what they did with Battleship.
Yeah. And I'm on board. Go full dark, right, with
so
it.
So what is your go-to? What, real quick, I mean, we are kind of running out of time. What were your like... What was your toy cartoon situation coming up?
Oof. What was the thing that I got most excited for? My parents didn't quite, when it came to, as soon as a Game Boy came out, they're like, oh, thank God, we could just slow at playing these games. So we can slow down on the toys. Growing up, I'm trying to think, because it was always Lego. It was always like Lego whatever. And yeah, Bionicle was the one that I just, that would stick out my brain, because I always thought it was so cool. And I kept those like figures together for a long time.
Yeah.
When I finally moved out, I would
give them away. Threw them straight
in the trash. we gave them away. And I really, it was a weird growing up moment where I was like, oh yeah, these, I don't use these. There's no reason for me to have this, but it was sad.
But did you break into the house that took them and took them back? I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had it coming. Yeah, I saw them put it up with the proper packaging, and they're basically murderers. So yeah, they deserved it.
So your go-to is Bionicle.
Bionicle is the one, yeah. And also just because video games were a bigger thing in my house, because my older brother had them, and mainly it was us watching him play.
Have we done a video game movie? Like, video games that should be movies?
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe and Mac, cavemen.
Okay, wait. But we're gonna put pause on that conversation. Well,
there's the pitch, really quick. Joe and Mac taking on dinosaurs on
eating big steaks. Basically, what happens.
Eating big steaks.
Eating big steaks. Man, you guys have a lot of ideas in here. Hot Wheels is the one that keeps coming up. There is a Barbie movie in the works. That's from Maggie.
With Margot Robbie. Good
yes,
for her.
Good for her. And that sounds about right for...
it does sound about right.
Sounds about right. There we go. A battleship again.
You see, the thing is, man, if you actually did a straight battleship, that goes into like Hunt for Red October territory. Like, it's hard to make a kid-friendly battleship movie that doesn't involve space aliens.
Yeah, and it's really, really military heavy. It's yeah. I don't know how you have
G.I. Joe's. I know it had a kids cartoon and everything, but really, if you think about, I haven't watched those movies, but it's like, that's tough mm-hmm. to like make a live action kids movie off of what's essentially just the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You do have some ninjas.
The best one, Snake Eyes.
Yeah, you have two, because there's Snake Eyes and then bad guy.
And yeah, a Storm.
Giant.
No, what was it? What's his?
Storm Eyes.
Storm Eyes. Ninja Storm. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, I definitely don't know at all. Oh. My younger brother loved the first one as a kid. Like, he was like, you got to watch. Never did. I saw
that they gave him mech suits. And I was like, nope, I'm out. Sorry. Oh,
I will say I watched one scene of that. It was like Damon Wayans and Channing Tatum, the best duo in movie history, and I was super on board with that one.
I remember that since that movie did well enough to Storm Shadow, that's the character I was thinking of. Since it did well enough to get a sequel, but wasn't like super successful, they're like, yeah, here's a whole group of new characters with Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and they were going to kill off Channing Tatum. And then 21 Jump Street came out, and suddenly Channing Tatum's stock went way up, and they're like, let's add more scenes with him.
Really quick, yes, 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 Davey Likes. I just saw your full pitch for these movies, so buckle up, because these are not, they're not too long, but they're fleshed out. Check this out. I'd like a Jet Li's war-themed Rock'em Sock'em. So Rock'em Sock'em Robots in the theme of Jet Li's war.
Okay.
And it's not super serious.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Wasn't
that
Hugh Jackman movie with the
Real
robots?
Real Steel.
Yeah, isn't that Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
It is.
Okay.
But, use a name that would make people actually want to go see the movies instead of Real Steel, and I'd be on board with that. Yeah. Hey, go crazy. Do Pacific Rim-sized robots to fight. Go bigger. Go bigger or don't do it. Monopoly directed by Nolan.
Wow.
That
I would say Aaron Sorkin for Monopoly.
There you go.
Yeah. If you're really going to go for your top shelf people.
I like the idea of Nolan for the, if you wanted a blockbuster angle to it, but also if, or like an Adam McKay, I feel like would do a good Monopoly movie with all his political stuff that he's been doing.
Talking about movie, 100%. But talking about movies that already exist, like, isn't that just Martin Scorsese's Wolf on Wall Street, basically?
Monopoly?
Yeah,
but it doesn't look like the Monopoly man, so it doesn't count.
He punches his wife in the gut in that movie, and it's not cool. It's
not
cool.
That movie made me feel gross, but I was like, really well done.
Yeah.
I feel icky. Here's your pitch for the Furby movie. It's just like Trolls, because they did Trolls, and Trolls haven't been popular for 20 years.
Yeah.
And now everyone's got a goddamn troll doll again. McDonald's is selling it.
Okay.
My nephews do.
Okay,
Sorry, adults don't have them. Kids do, because they like the movie, because Justin Timberlake voiced one and sang around with Anna Kendrick.
Sang around. She's singing around.
And here you go. And also a Jenga movie. Here you go. But it's post-apocalyptic era, and the economy was destroyed, which literally made buildings to collapse due to the chaos. The richest man is a businessman slash architect. He's like the governor of TED. I have no idea what this means. And he has a large community and the largest building, which will crash in the movie somehow because of an ordinary building who turns out to be the hero or something. Uh-oh. I thought that made more sense when I skimmed it. Thank you for the comment. I got confused halfway through. But I do like the idea of post-apocalyptic. And buildings are in the air now.
Oh, what?
We've made, and now
their different components are floating.
They're in they're in space, and you can link up with other buildings like space stations.
Yeah.
And you make a Jenga tutu.
Okay, so but why are we pulling out the different things?
Because rebellion.
What?
Oh, and so like.
So you got to pull out the bad ones, but you have to.
No,
keep
the bad ones pull out themselves. they skedaddle. They're like,
But you have to keep the structure intact.
Comrades, no, let's get out of here.
Reverse that. Hold on.
Uh huh.
Reverse that.
Yes.
Tetris movie. Where you're building a thing, but it has to fit into the space.
Oh, okay.
And then it's kind of like got a Titanic angle where you're trying to escape, but you're escaping as the building builds itself.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like Cube.
That sounds okay. A little bit like, do you ever watch Cube?
No.
It's a not at all the same, but I
but
got
a little
Cube,
like it, yeah.
Cube was screaming into my brain.
So I think the ones we came up
Rubik's Cube. It's like Saw. It's Cube because they move around all the time. But when you go into the different rooms of this this Rubik's Cube,
You have to solve a Rubik's Cube or else you die.
Oh, but like you have the golden glowing one and you turn that around and how you control the cube. And whoever controls the cube in this post-apocalyptic wasteland is king. It's Mad Max. It's in a big cube-like scenario and you're fighting over a Rubik's Cube that controls water. I don't know. Whatever resource we need. Gasoline.
Yeah. One day I will understand this. I don't understand this, but one day I will.
Yeah. It's going to be really popular. It's going to be
a big one, but let us know. Tweet at us. You can tweet me at DJ Talks Trash.
At Sam Basher for me, but also at Only Stupid Answers on Twitter.
Yeah, got the Bowser from Stupid. Let us know what toys you think would make great movies, and also just what stuff would you like to see them bring back. I was thinking about Reboot too. I didn't love that as a kid, but I remember it. And then apparently they did do a reboot of Reboot on Netflix just like 3 years ago.
Did you know that they have they make comics off of Justice League action figures? Do you think they'd make any movies off of those? Those would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, maybe we should look into that.
We should look into that. Yeah. That could be really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know if you think that's a good idea in the comments, or also over on our website, Only Stupid Answers. You can email us your deeper questions because we like to do Q&A episodes every once in a while. But also check out patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. You can become a member for as low as $5 a month, $5 dues, and that gets you a bunch of bonus episodes. You can even hang out with us on a monthly Google Hangout. We're voting on our movie that we're going to watch this month. A lot of good options. Everyone's picking the one I thought they were going to pick, but there's some good ones on there. So consider the ones that you normally wouldn't pick.
Yeah,
because that would be fun as well. So check that out, but as well as all of our bonus content, because Patreon keeps the lights on in this place. So big 100%. Thank you to everyone who watches live, anyone who supports us in any way that you can, even rating and reviewing us on iTunes. That's always quite a blast. So gang, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.